Welcome to season two, episode two. And today we are talking about using stories in your sales content. Now, personally, I am a huge fan of just using stories everywhere, but they are so powerful when used in your sales content. But I have this ongoing conversation with members all the time around how do I come up with stories? I'm struggling to come up with a story. There's nothing exciting going on in my life. Everything's the same day to day. Those are generally the conversations that I have with members every week on Voxer. Is someone is saying something along those lines. How do I come up with stories? I don't have anything interesting going on. And I think it's important to understand that stories aren't these big, massive stories, right? There are little things that happen every single day in your life that can be a story. So I want you to start thinking about the fact that when you're using stories in your sales content, when you're using stories in an email, it's not that you need paragraphs and paragraphs of content. You literally just need one or two lines, something to set the stage. The reason that you're using a story is because you're looking to connect with your audience, but you're also trying to help them understand something, to see that you have experienced something that they're potentially going through, or to really showcase something that you're trying to explain. And stories just do a great job of helping us understand all of those pieces. And hey, if you happen to have an open head center, I totally get this. This is where all of our fear and worry loves to hang out. And if you aren't confident in storytelling, then this is where you can kind of end up in this spiral of, I have nothing to say, no one's going to understand what I'm saying. So I wanted to walk you through a very quick exercise, which is what I always share with my own audience. And I've shared this many times, and that is to do a very simple practice called the Story Bank practice. And the practice is this: at the end of your day, you ask yourself the question, what happened today? And then what you're going to do is either record it or write it down, and you're just going to recount the day back to yourself, starting from the moment that you got out of bed. You're literally just going to go hour by hour, half hour, whatever you want to do. You're just going to write that down. And through the process of writing it down or recording it, you're going to find moments. That's what we're looking for, the moments that happened throughout the day. So you're just going to record all of that. There's nothing that you need to do in terms of, oh, am I going to use that story? You're just going to start practicing capturing what you did each day. Now, if you do this for 7 days, you're going to get to the end of those 7 days and you're going to go back through and review that content. And you're going to start to see that there are things that just kind of pop out. Now, I have a very clear example of a story that was just based on a very small moment that happened in a day. And I use this example all the time because it's so clear. When we were living in Australia, we were in an apartment building and our actual garage or parking, whatever you want to call it, it's not really a garage, was underneath the apartment building. So an underground car park. And to get in and out, you had to press the remote to open the automatic door. So we'd gone out. I was driving. We'd gone down to the grocery store. It was like the middle of the day. On our way back, I was pulling into the driveway, and the roller door that I would normally open was already open. Now, I, instead of just driving straight through, stopped the car because I was immediately in my head going, oh my God, I have to wait for the roller door to start coming down so that I can press the remote, stop it, and then press it again for it to go back up. And then it's safe for me to drive through. Because I was thinking, if I started driving through, what if the roller door came down on the car? Now, here's the thing. It's a completely ridiculous idea to have because if I'd started driving through, the roller door has a sensor and it stops, right? As soon as it notices that there is movement, it stops. So there's no way for it to come down on the car. The other thing is, this has never happened. I've never experienced it. I don't know anyone that's experienced it. So it was a completely unfounded fear. And that is exactly why I use that story in an email. So I told the story and I got kind of to the end of it and I said, this was a completely made up fear. It was unfounded. There was literally no reason for me to have it, but it was stopping me in my tracks. And then I transitioned into how that can also happen in business, where we go around and around in circles and we talk about or think that things are going to happen when they've never actually happened, or we have an unsubstantiated fear that has no basis. So that's how I use that story. Now, there is no way that I would have remembered that story if I hadn't been doing the story bank practice where I'd sat down and recounted those things. And it was just a really small moment, but it was a powerful moment that allowed me to highlight a whole bunch of different things that I know that my audience experiences in their business. So your action step is very simple. I want you to start doing the story bank practice for the next 7 days to literally just answer the question at the end of the day, what happened today? And then once you've got 7 days worth of content, what you want to do is then go back through that and start pulling out different moments that you could potentially use that allow you to highlight a problem that your audience has in relation to an offer that you're looking to sell. That's how that all works. Now, this is actually part of a process called the Nurture and Sell Framework. And this is what I walk people through inside the 1K Lab and inside the Grow, Nurture, Sell Collective. If you don't have the Nurture and Sell Framework yet, I'm going to pop it in the show notes below. Otherwise, what you'll do is go through, record all of that information. And then if you go through and review it, it will be very, very easy for you to quickly start using stories in your emails and in your sales content. And that's it for today's episode. If you're ready to actually take action and learn how to use more stories in your own content, I would love to support you inside the feedback loop. It's just 30 days of one-on-one coaching and daily feedback, and it's just $100. You can get all the deets over at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And then until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results. I'll catch you in the next episode.